Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The right fielder, Bud Metheny. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Borowy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peters moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is walked intentionally. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eaton moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is walked intentionally. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees won, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Metheny hits a line drive towards right. Cullenbine catches it and throws to first to double up Crosetti. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bagby for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters is called out on strikes. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Etten hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields the ball and throws to Borowy covering. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Rosar moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards first. Etten scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Rosar moves to third. Rocco moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosar scores. Rocco moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Borowy, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lindell hits a pop-up towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0-for-1 in the game. Borowy hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crosetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-for-2 in the game. Metheny takes first base on ball 4. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metheny moves to second. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keller hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Hockett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hockett. Metheny scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Keller moves to third. It's Yankees, 3, Indians, 3. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Etten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keller scores. It's 4-3, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Etten. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Dickey reaches third base with a triple. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Dickey scores. It's 5-3, Yankees. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lindell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0 for 2 in the game. Borowy strikes out. 2 outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Lindell moves to third. It's 6-3, Yankees. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Crosetti steals second. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ray Pote now pitching. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Dickey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Peters. Gordon moves to second. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lindell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Desautels now catching. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0-for-3 in the game. Borowy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into right field. Metheny picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metheny. Desautels moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rocco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Yankees 8, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Keller strikes out. Two outs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Eaton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Ray Pote. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lindell. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.